Week 25, Thursday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Eternal Father, through your word, you gave new life to Adam's race, transformed men into sons of light, new creatures by your saving grace. To Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, unending praise and glory give. Their silent voice no ear has heard, yet by their every word we live. The word of the Lord is a shield for all who make him their refuge. Psalm 17 continued. As for God, his ways are perfect, the word of the Lord purest gold. He indeed is the shield of all who make him their refuge. For who is God but the Lord? Who is a rock but our God? The God who guides me with strength and makes the path safe before me. My feet you made swift as the deer's. You have made me stand firm on the heights. You have trained my hands for battle and my arms to bend the heavy bow. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The word of the Lord is a shield for all who make him their refuge. Lord, your right hand upheld me. Psalm 17 continued. You gave me your saving shield. You upheld me, trained me with care. You gave me freedom for my steps. My feet have never slipped. I pursued and overtook my foes, never turning back till they were slain. I smote them so they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You girded me with strength for battle. You made my enemies fall beneath me. You made my foes take flight. Those who hated me I destroyed. They cried, but there was no one to save them. They cried to the Lord, but in vain. I crushed them, fine as dust, before the wind, trod them down like dirt in the streets. You saved me from the feuds of the people, and put me at the head of the nations. People unknown to me served me. When they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreign nations came to me cringing. Foreign nations faded away. They came trembling out of their strongholds. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, your right hand upheld me. Long life to the Lord, praised be the God who saves me. Psalm 17 continued. Long life to the Lord, my rock, praised be the God who saves me, the God who gives me redress and subdues people under me. You saved me from my furious foes. You set me above my assailants. You saved me from the violent men. So I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing a psalm to your name. He has given great victories to his king and shown his love for his anointed, for David and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Long life to the Lord. Praise be the God who saves me. Lord, open my eyes. Let me consider the wonders of your law. A reading from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37. The word of the Lord was addressed to me as follows. Son of man, take a stick and write on it, Judah and those Israelites loyal to him. Take another stick and write on it, Joseph, the wood of Ephraim, and all the house of Israel loyal to him. Join one to the other, and make a single piece of wood, a single stick in your hand. And when the members of your nation say, Tell us what you mean, say, The Lord says this, I am taking the stick of Joseph, now in the hand of Ephraim, and those tribes of Israel loyal to him, and I am going to put the stick of Judah with them. I shall make one stick out of the two, and I shall hold them as one. Keep the pieces of wood you have written on in your hand, where they can see, and say, The Lord says this, I am going to take the sons of Israel from the nations where they have gone. I shall gather them together from everywhere and bring them home to their own soil. I shall make them into one nation in my own land and on the mountain of Israel. And one king is to be king of them all. They will no longer form two nations, nor be two separate kingdoms. They will no longer defile themselves with their idols and their filthy practices and all their sins. I shall rescue them from all the betrayals they have been guilty of. I shall cleanse them. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David will reign over them, one shepherd for all. They will follow my observances, respect my laws, and practice them. They will live in the land that I gave to my servant Jacob, the land in which your ancestors lived. They will live in it, they, their children, their children's children, for ever. David my servant is to be their prince, for ever. I shall make a covenant of peace with them, an eternal covenant with them. I shall resettle them and increase them. I shall settle my sanctuary among them for ever. I shall make my home above them. I will be their God. They shall be my people. And the nations will learn that I am the Lord, the sanctifier of Israel, when my sanctuary is with them for ever. A responsory from Ezekiel 37. I am going to take the sons of Israel and gather them together from far and wide, and I shall make them into one nation. Then shall there be one flock and one shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Then shall there be one flock and one shepherd. A reading from the Sermon of St. Augustine on the Shepherds. I will bring them out from the peoples, and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them upon the heights of Israel. He has set up authors of the divine scriptures as the heights of Israel. Feed there to feed safely. Whatever you hear from that source, savour it well. Whatever is outside, reject. Lest you should go astray in the midst, listen to the shepherd's voice. Gather together on the mountains of Holy Scripture. There are your heart's delights. There is nothing poisonous there, nothing you should not eat. Its pastures are of the richest. Only come in good health, feed in good health on the heights of Israel. By the fountains and all the inhabited places of the country. For from the mountains which we have pointed out flowed down the streams of the gospel proclamation, since their sound has gone forth to all the earth. and every inhabited place of earth has been made glad and fertile for the feeding of the sheep. I will feed them with good pasture and upon the heights of Israel, and their shelters shall be there, where they may rest, that is, where they may say, it is well, where they may say, it is true, it is obvious, we are not deceived. As if in their shelters they will rest in the glory of God. They will sleep, that is, take their rest, and repose in the midst of delights. And on fat pastures they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I have already spoken of the mountains of Israel, the good mountains, whither we raise our eyes that help may come to us from there. But our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Therefore, to prevent our hope being in the mountains, good as they are, after he had said, I will feed my sheep on the mountains of Israel, and again, to stop you from straying on the mountains, he added immediately, I will feed my sheep. Raise your eyes to the mountains, whence help will come to you, but attend to his words, I will feed, for your help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He concludes thus, and I will feed them with judgment. Notice that he also so feeds them with judgment. For what man passes judgment on his fellow man? Rash judgments are everywhere. One we have despaired of suddenly changes and becomes excellent. A man of whom we have anticipated much suddenly fails and becomes very bad. Neither our fear nor our love has any certainty. What each man is today he himself scarcely knows, yet he has some idea of what he is today. But what he will be tomorrow, not even he himself knows. So then, the Lord feeds with judgment, distributing to all according to their condition. One thing to one man, another to another, this or that to all their due. He knows what he is doing. With judgment he feeds those whom he redeemed after being judged himself. He himself, then, feeds with judgment. Responsory from John 10. I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and they know me. I myself will search for my sheep, find them for myself. I shall rescue them from every kingdom, recover them from every land, and bring them back to their own country where they will find pasture. I know my sheep, and they know me. Let us pray. Father, you summed up the whole law as love of you and of neighbour. Grant that by keeping this commandment of love, we may come to eternal life. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.